making sense of it all. Now let's find out a bit more about some of the words you learned in Conversation 9, Part 1.
Tror.
Maria thinks or believes that the entrance fee to the nightclub is more than 100 kroner. She isn't sure. The English word think has three different words in Swedish describing different aspects of to think. Another meaning of think is the one expressing a view about politics, sport, books or anything. If you wanted to say, I think the film was good after you've seen a film, you would use the word
tycker.
And the whole sentence?
Jag tycker att filmen var bra.
If you add the short word om after tycker, it means like or be fond of.
Tycker om.
If you want to say, I like you, you simply say,
jag tycker om dig.
The third meaning of think is when you're actually thinking about people or things. In Swedish, think about is
tänker på.
Try to say the sentence, I'm thinking about you.
Jag tänker på dig.
Well done. You've now learned three very useful verbs in Swedish. The words for guys and girls are
killar och tjejer.
In this conversation, you hear Anna and Maria talk about the age limit, which is higher for guys than it is for girls. These words are more used than the traditional words boys and girls, mostly describing children or younger people. The word for a boy is
en pojke.
And the word for a girl is
en flicka.
Let's have a go at a few more words for people. The word for a man is
en man.
And a woman is
en kvinna.
There are many people in the queue because it's payday. The word for pay or wages is
en lön.
Maria uses a slang form of the word
löning.
Maria thinks the entrance fee to the nightclub is over 100 kroner. The word over is known as a preposition and can be used for saying, for instance, over the table.
Över bordet.
Here are a few more useful prepositions. Let's continue with some phrases about the table. First, under the table.
Under bordet.
On the table.
På bordet.
Behind the table.
Bakom bordet.
In front of the table.
Framför bordet.
Next to the table.
Bredvid bordet.
And finally, in, as in the glass.
I glaset.
Terrific. Now we've covered quite a few useful prepositions.